USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia declared a state of emergency for Kanawha and Fayette counties due to heavy rainfall Monday, which caused significant flooding that damaged over 100 homes, bridges, and roads throughout the counties. The storm also resulted in downed trees, power outages, and disruption to portable water systems. Over 20 people had to be rescued from their homes. Russia on Tuesday blamed saboteurs for orchestrating a series of explosions at an ammunition depot in Crimea. Armed groups loyal to Ukraine were damaging military logistics and supply lines on territory it controls, the Russians announced. With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
After getting a taste of working from home, Apple employees are being asked to return to their brick-and-mortar locations.
Tech giant Apple is trying again with the return-to-office program. Bloomberg is reporting that the company set a September 5th deadline for corporate employees to return to the office for at least 3 days a week. The company has delayed plans to return to the office several times due to COVID-19. Currently, it has a two-day-a-week in-office schedule for employees. Apple held an in-person meeting at its main campus in Cupertino, California, back in June for a developers conference presentation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
An asteroid about 50 meters in length is set to have a close flyby with Earth today. It's being called 2022 PW, and it's moving at roughly 27,000 miles per hour. It will miss us by a distance slightly greater than that from the distance to the moon. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Iranian plot to assassinate several Americans shows that Iranian leaders have no respect for President Biden and the United States. Former U.S. Ambassador and National Security Advisor John Bolton on Newsmax says they fired the first volley in an act of war.
The Iranian agents tried to kill an Iranian-American, an American citizen, Masih Alinejad, up in New York 2 or 3 weeks ago. We know from what's been put on the public record that I'm not the only former government official targeted, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, many others, I might say, and including some officials who are still serving. So, you know, what this shows is that Iran is utterly undeterred by the Biden administration, which is on its knees trying to get back into the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. And at the same time, Iran is boldly threatening Americans. I mean, I think this is really, when you look at the scope of the operation, tantamount to an act of war against our country.
Britain on Monday became the first country in the world to approve a dual COVID-19 vaccine, which fights both the original virus and the newer Omicron variant. Moderna's bivalent vaccine was approved by the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency and endorsed by the government's independent scientific advisory body. The updated vaccine is expected to be available to adults as a booster jab starting this fall. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.